4PXB.
4PXB, KB4CBA. Good afternoon. His name is David. How are you today?
Very well, Lloyd. I've talked to you before. Yeah, I'm just wondering who forgot to turn the heater on outside today.
Oh, well, Lloyd, I guess it was my turn. I must have forgot.
Happens. But, yeah, hopefully by spring getting closer, the heater will slowly start coming back on. How has your day been?
Good. We were down at Owl Palms this weekend, and we left this morning and came back. So we just got back into town. I left my car at my daughter's house in Powdersville and rode with them. And so we had to come by and pick it up. So we're headed to the house over in Taylor's. So we just got back in town. We haven't even been to the house yet. But we'll get there. But it was a good weekend. It was cold down there. We saw some flurries, believe it or not, yesterday morning. I couldn't believe it.
They definitely won for the record books to have it snow in that area.
I was in the ministry, and we lived on James Island. I was James Island Baptist Church, and we live right there on the church property. And we had about an inch and a half of snow that one of those winters. We were there 2.5 years. But anyway, but it snows down there occasionally. It's nothing to get excited about. Of course, it's kind of like, people up here, people get excited up here too, so, and they run out and clean off the grocery shelves and all that.
There's what people call the best kind of snow, here one day and gone the next.
I don't remember, this was back in the early 80s when we were down there. I don't remember it sticking around long. In fact, I think it was, I think it might have been gone the same day it came. But anyway, so what are you up to today?
KO4PXB. At a finance meeting with my Masonic Lodge that we got to make the report in our February, the first Thursday of every month. So all the committee had to finalize everything and make sure that the numbers all jive together.
Meeting talking on ham radio. Well, that's interesting.
Well, on the way back home right now, so that way we've already finished up the meeting. So I'm definitely mobile heading back to the house.
I miss my HF rig and talking on 2 meters and talking on HF and doing the FT8 and all that. But my wife was down there all week. It was kind of a celebration for her mother-in-law and her 85th birthday. But I didn't go down till Friday, so anyway, that was long enough for me.
I've heard you talk about that, you were going down there. That's one place I've never been yet, but I plan on going now that I get a little more time in my life to take vacations like that, or wanting to take vacations. I'm still working full-time, but just now have a lot of vacation time with hours, and just go ahead and plan on taking those days.
Well, it's nice. There's a was trying to think of the place that we stay there on Isle of Palms. We've been there a couple of times, and it's fairly reasonable. But this time, we had a big crowd of people, and we had been a bunch of, she's got, she got grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and everybody came. Well, let's see, one husband didn't come, so, and, but anyway, so we had like a 7-room house on the beach with an elevator, because she can't climb steps, and, my wife's older sister and her husband paid for the whole thing. They wouldn't take a dime for it. But of course, we, you know, we paid for food, and we paid, if we went out to eat, you know, we paid for the meals and stuff like that. But that was that was a drop in the bucket compared to what they paid for that house for a week.
Probably a lot cheaper during the off season as it is right now compared to full, you know, full price for a summer rental. Yeah, you know, me and my wife have a tow behind camper that sleeps 10 people. So places we go like that, we'll just take the extra time just to drive down there the day before, set up and stay, and it's pretty nice because, like I said, it has its own shower, running water, and everything, all those amenities to it.
I talked my wife into, you know, getting a camper, and she just wouldn't do it. Her dad was in law enforcement. He was for the city. He was a captain of detectives, and he said that now this is what he said. He said that all the murders and rapists hang out at the at places like that where the where the RVs and the campers are. So she never would go there.
Or PXP, due to the fact of being retired military, I would hope that type of people is not on the compounds where I stay at, but it's always possible.
Well, he said that he never, I don't know that he ever had any proof of that. I don't know, but he had a long career. I mean, he was 33 years in law enforcement, so he saw a lot, and I'm really glad he's deceased now. He's been gone about 8 years, but, he retired in 1990, but I'm just glad that he didn't have to see, you know, what's going on now with law enforcement and the, you know, the all the crap they have to put up with from people and you know, the disrespect and all that. So anyway, so he was real involved with the American Legion. He was, I don't know what his title was. He actually had a title there, but he was the treasurer, and he was also in charge of recruiting people to join the American Legion. Anybody that served in the military could be in the American Legion. So, in fact, I got my, I said, well, yeah, my dad served during the Korean conflict. And he said, well, I'll just give him a call and sign him up.
Nice. All right, Dave, KO4PXB, I'm now in my driveway. So I'd say 73 on your finals.
Well, you have a good afternoon, and it looks like a pretty nice day. It's at least it's sunny. It's not raining. It's not snowing. Enjoyed it. So have a good one. 73.